This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey everyone, it's Jonathan. I just wanted to give you a quick update to let you know that iHeart Animation has, to the best of my knowledge, successfully moved off Spotify and is now hosted on RSS.com, at least for the time being. I'm going to give all my podcasts a good long shot on their new platforms, but if I don't like where it's ended up, or if I end up really liking one enough to pay for hosting for all of them, I'm open to moving again. This is the second podcast I've moved so far, and it was a lot less smooth of a transition than the first. I moved every version ever first, and that move was finished within the hour. For this one, nothing really happened right away, and then it took around 2 days to even hear back from customer support. I will say, to their credit, they were very helpful when I did finally hear back from them, and they even upgraded my account for the inconvenience, but it did make me pretty hesitant when the move for every version ever took an hour, and this one took days. They explained that at the moment, RSS.com has to manually approve all transfers to their site, so a human has to actually look over your podcast and start the move, so I guess that's good. I just wish it had been explained when I signed up, because my expectations had been set to pretty immediate thanks to how quickly Red Circle worked for every version ever. But hopefully all is well now, and I will be giving this platform just as much of a shot as I am the others. As far as I know, nothing should have changed for you, the listener. I may have moved the show off Spotify, but it is still available to listen to through the app you're already subscribed on, and wherever else the RSS feed has been picked up. And that does still include Spotify, but again, since I'm no longer hosting there, it is no longer available as a video podcast, but you can still listen there like everywhere else for the time being. And I say that because immediately after pulling every version ever from Spotify, it started flagging episode after episode saying, you're using copyrighted music in these episodes, and if you don't respond in 5 days, we'll take your episodes down from all platforms. And a bunch of the flagged episodes are ones that I had double posted to more than one podcast, and they were only being flagged on every version ever. And I was interested to see what would happen as I moved iHeart Animation and the Disney Movie Marathon off Spotify, and I can confirm that it happened immediately after moving this show again, so it seems like this is 100% retaliation for moving. The list of reasons to hate Spotify is just growing and growing. Now, as far as I know, Spotify can't remove my episodes from other people's platforms, but if they somehow are able to take any of them down, I will find a way to completely disconnect my podcast from Spotify. I am sick of feeling like a hostage with them. It sucks for people who listen to my shows there, but it's not worth it for me to keep dealing with their garbage. So we're back to audio only. The video version will now be exclusive to YouTube, though I will say right now that I'm no longer prioritizing simultaneous video and audio releases for any of my podcasts. I'll do my best, but some weeks I'm too busy, so I'm giving priority to the audio releases. Truth be told, this is another reason I'm glad to be rid of Spotify. I wasn't just sick of their constant threats to remove episodes, but I also just prefer doing audio over video. And if I'm running low on time for a week, it is so much easier to finish an audio podcast rather than having to worry about graphics and video as well. I'm sure I'll have more announcements coming in the future. I just wanted to get this message out there that the move is complete, so as long as you got this update, wherever you're subscribed, you should be good to go. At the moment, I'm working on my annual look back at the previous year. Hopefully that will be coming soon, so stay tuned.